This is head coach Paula Kruger of the Northern State University Wolves, and you're listening to Wolves Basketball on Hub City Radio. Go Wolves!
And that's the voice of head coach Paula Kruger here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. As Paula Kruger taking the bath, did you get pushed into the
hot tub? Willingly.
Oh, okay.
Straight up willingly. Yep.
This was a fun one tonight, Coach.
It was.
I mean, a really, really tough first quarter as they just came out like a house on fire. You guys get down 15-2 early, and, you know, certainly not easy with DeConte Smith going down. I'm sure we'll talk about that, but just an incredible second and third quarter. You guys come away with 14 turnovers tonight. You said off the air you're looking for maybe 20 against a team that averages forcing 25.6 a game. You have 14 tonight. I mean, just what can you say about a great win tonight?
They never cease to amaze me. I think we had four of those turnovers in the last minute and 30 seconds,
yeah.
Turds. Gonna give me a heart attack. But, you know, when you're able to put more than one point guard on the floor at a time where, you know, really good ball handlers, when you've got Mo out there, Izzy out there, Elaine out there along with Rio, you know, you feel pretty confident in being able to break that. And, you know, I can't give enough of a shout-out to our scout team boys for being here. They were absolutely unbelievable in helping us do that. We can't duplicate that kind of stuff on our own, and they came on Wednesday and we did 3 10-minute sessions of everything that we could think of to make it difficult. We did some 3-versus-4 full court where we had 10 seconds to break it, and if you didn't, you just had to eat it because we didn't want to turn over. Mm-hmm. But you know, I can't say enough for the calming effect that Rio has when she's on the floor, and she just gets everybody else around her to stay, you know, in that headspace. And, you know, everybody did something great tonight, and I was pretty hard on Mo. I was pretty hard on Elena down the stretch for a couple of those turnovers, and I probably should have shut my mouth, but they both are like, yeah, Coach, my bad. I got it. And, if you can have 14 turnovers, they're going to give you good looks. Yeah. Now, I didn't anticipate us shooting the three maybe as well as we did, but we're at home. But we worked on cutting from the backside and cutting into the free throw line and then hitting somebody else on the cut. That's what we spent our time doing. You know, I think this might be the first game ever that I haven't called a half court set. Not one, actually. I think I called purple one time and we couldn't get into it, so whatever. But out of bounds plays, we definitely use them. I'm just proud of the kids. And now I told them, I said, you can enjoy this, but we got to be back here tomorrow and refocus on what comes next, because we got a Winona team that's well rested coming in against us that, you know,
played
six
tonight.
Of us that played hard for 40 minutes.
No question about it. And granted, I haven't watched every single game from Rihanna Phillippe, and certainly you have. And I'm not going to say that this was her best game, but it's got to be up there, right? I mean, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, only 2 turnovers. You talk about her calming effect. This has got to be maybe a top 5 performance from her all time in a Northern jersey, maybe.
Man, you know, she's had a lot, but that effect of, you know, just her presence and who she is, and she knows what to do with the ball. And when we were struggling in the first half, she had 17. Like, she was the person that brought us back. And then we go into the second half, and we didn't need her to score anymore. We needed her to take care of the basketball. And she just knows innately what to do now and doesn't really have to be coached hard at it. I don't know if you guys saw, but I was going to have Elena take the ball out, thinking that we would get it back to her. And Rio's like, Coach, no. I'll take the ball out. We'll throw it in and let them foul one of those guys that shoots 75%. I got this. And they're already on the floor. And she's like, Coach, I'm taking it out. I'm like, you're right. You take it out.
Yeah. I mean, she's just another coach on the floor. No question about it. How about another season high? 27 assists on 32 made field goals. Are you kidding me with those numbers? That's incredible.
That's unbelievable. But, again, when you have a team press, you know, you're going to get mismatches. And if you can do some advantage, disadvantage, and you know where the ball needs to go, you probably are going to get some numbers like that. Now, that's incredible, and I don't want to take anything away from my kids, because that's hard to do. That's unbelievable. But keeping in mind that we said today that we were going to use their press as our offense, and that's what we tried to do.
No doubt, and it absolutely worked. 93-82, head coach Paula Kruger joining yours truly, David Tewksbury, from inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth during our Wolves wrap-up post-game show. And, Coach, you know something? One thing about this team that I really like is you have no idea who the best player is on it, because any given night, anybody can be that player. Elena was last week in the first half with 18 first-half points, 8 rebounds, Tonight it was Rio on that first half. It's just that's one thing that's so unique about this team.
Can we talk about Izzy Moore for a minute?
I was she was where I was going to go last because we're going to talk about her in just a second.
I mean,
that's a new career high for her. 18 points.
Dang.
She was all over the place.
Now can we talk about Michaela Jordan and another double double?
Yep.
Holy smokes!
That's her 11th in her career.
What am I doing? I didn't. This is the first time I saw a stat sheet. So
sure.
Bear with me here.
Yeah. What do you like on there?
All of it.
Yeah.
What I like is the final score.
Sure.
And what I really like is that we out-rebounded them, and we were being out-rebounded in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I said they offensive rebound about as good as anybody we've ever played, and it's because they know they're going to press, so they can send everybody to the glass. They don't really worry about getting back because they know they're going to pick up the ball. And that's a difficult thing to mimic when you're trying to get people to crash all the time. But, again, we did what we needed to do to win the game. We out-rebounded them. Our turnovers were fantastic. Our assist totals were unbelievable. I will say for them that Destiny Burst was pretty darn good today.
She's very good.
She was pretty darn good today. But when we needed stops, we got them.
And it just kind of felt like she was kind of the individual on their team that was incredible tonight, but your team was just a little bit better tonight, no question about it, between a really, really good team that they are, and they're going to win a lot more games. They haven't won here at the Barnett Center since December 13th, 2008. 5,886 days and counting. What is it about this place and this matchup for you guys?
Our kids get jacked to play it, but I think that it's a non-thinking game, right? Like, I get to watch the film, pick apart the things I think that are going to work, and then they just go play. Like, we're not focused on so much of this set here or you got to move to here. There's no arrows on the floor. Some teams need that. This team does not.
Maybe one or two more before I get you out of here. Sorry I'm keeping you long. This was a lot of fun, and I'm having a blast with it. And if you go back and watch the film and watch the web copy of it, you're going to hear that I had a lot of fun with it. 93-82, the final score here. And DeConte Smith, she goes down. Mm-hmm. What's the early outlook for her? And it kind of felt like that really kind of brought you guys together.
I don't know. Obviously, it doesn't look good when she comes out in a knee brace and on crutches. She said it hurt bad. I have no idea. We won't probably know anything until we get a chance to have a doctor look at it. But whatever it is, we're going to be right there with her. We're going to take her by the hand. We're going to hold her up when things get hard. Briley Schultz knows exactly what it feels like to be in that scenario and is certainly going to be able to take her by the hand and help her out. But, she was up when she blocked that shot. So when she came
did.
Down – yeah, I don't know what it is. Anytime somebody gets hurt, it sucks. But she's a fighter. And no matter what it is, she's going to come out the other side okay.
No question. Final one. How about this crowd tonight? I mean, this was incredible. 2,603 souls were on hand. It felt like double that. But, I mean, this crowd was just incredible for I Hate Winter tonight.
Wolves Faithful, you were absolutely amazing. To the student body at Northern State, to all the other student athletes that were here, to the students that were here, you make such a difference. If we could get this at every game, can you imagine what it would be like to play here? I know we can't have a DJ and we can't have hot tubs, but we can have you. You all were incredible.